touchdown, Brett Gervais! And the senior on senior day gives the Huskies the lead, 20-14, 5:26 to go in the second quarter.
What a play there by Gervais. What a play by the Huskies, and what a game. Overtime win for Michigan Tech football this past Saturday against Tiffin. We knew, you know, we were doing that VIP tailgate, and we were talking, man, we knew this was going to be a tough game against Tiffin, coming out there really hard, and it turned out to be just a great game. Coach Curley joins us. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win, and hats off on the gutty call there to go for two in overtime. That was great. Everybody's still talking about that.
Well, that's one when it works, everybody tells you good job, and it'll be the same people if it didn't work that would be calling you the dumbest sucker in the county. But we just felt at that time with the way the game was going and a lot of different variables that was the right thing to do, and luckily it worked.
Were you surprised that Tiffin maybe didn't try that either with their touchdown at the end of regulation or on their touchdown in overtime? And they run that swinging gate type of thing where they line up kind of offset there.
Well, I would have never done it, in overtime. Once they scored in overtime, then they had a advantage and go for seven and make you score to tie them. We did think that there was a real good possibility that they would have gone for two, on that last drive in regulation when they got down and scored with 30 seconds to go, and we hadn't really done a real good job of stopping them, and especially for 2 or 3 yards. But the other thing in their behalf is they had to. I think probably the best kicker in the league. So if it got to a kicking game, situation in the overtime, they probably got an advantage over just about anybody in the league.
Talk about Brett Gervais, Coach, and I know a lot of good plays by a lot of good players defensively in that game. But defensive player of the week, and obviously that big touchdown was a big part of that.
Well, it's true. Now, if you guys want to make some money, take that radio call that you just did on the entry and put mic that up or put it on the old 45 albums or whatever and sell that in Lake Linden. You'll probably get about 75,000 requests.
Yeah,
you guys can make some money. There's a way to do that. But he's had a great career here. The pick six kind of highlighted it, and then he was chosen yesterday by the league office as the player of the week in the whole league, and it was very, very fitting for him. He's done everything we've asked. He's a great kid, a local kid, and you don't want to use the word fairy tale, but it's just been a great career. I still remember when he came in and we were visiting him, and we thought, well, we probably won't offer him, but we give him a preferred, and he tested so well that we put a scholarship on him, and then watched him grow and mature and, just become a great football player for us.
Is that the MO of this team and this program, Coach, that you get? It seems like you have a lot of guys that come in and that they might be okay in a few years or they're good enough to make the team as a walk-on, and they end up being, star players for you. We talked about Sherbinow earlier this season doing that, and, we've had guys in the past that have been that.
We are lucky in that we get, usually it's an engineering type kid that's coming to Tech anyway. It's probably an overachiever. The one I always remember is we had 18 kids in 2004 that made first or second team or honorable mention in the all-conference that year when we won the championship, and 11 of those 18 kids came to Tech for free, came as walk-ons and preferreds. And we've got, those type of young Sherbinow, Anthony Sante, a lot of those type of kids that are coming to Tech because they want the quality, top-notch education, and then they want a chance to play, and they're willing to go prove that they're good enough to play for you.
How about in the game against Tiffin, Coach? The offense obviously putting up 39 points, and once again Brandon Cowie looked sharp, and I think 20 of 24 completions, and just seemed to make the right plays at the right times.
He does. I mean, that's a very good thought on him. Is he makes the right plays at the right times? He had a bad one the first third down when we had a check, and he got a kid jumping late on the option, and we didn't make it. But I think he's leading the country,
yeah,
in completion percentage. We're right up there in possession downs. We're right up there in time of possession. Those are all little things. Because you look at it statistically, our total low, we're way down in the league are, you know, scoring all. But the little things that give you a chance to win are the, you know, are the things right now that we're doing well, and it's given us a chance to win. And we've won, you know, knock on wood, we've won the close ball games.
Well, as you keep calling them coin flip games, and they keep coming up heads for you. And obviously there's something to this. It's not, you know, at this point it's not luck anymore that your team keeps coming out on top.
Well, we'd like to think so, Wes. I'm sure there's people that watch the film, you know, on Monday and going, how the heck did they beat us? But, you know, so far we're very fortunate. But that's what happens, you know. I mean, right now, you know, if Kevin Miller doesn't, you know, make that kid come through that kid's shoulder and dive into the end zone, you know, the whole mood, the whole atmosphere, everything changes.
Yeah, right. To be looking at three straight losses right now. Instead, you're 6-2. You guaranteed yourself another winning season. How important is that to have that in your pocket at this point?
Well, that's something we pride ourselves on. You know, we've only had one losing season, I think, in the last 14 years here, and the expectations where we want to finish in the league. You know, we've got a chance to now be in the top four in the league. You know, there's still some, you know, some outside chances at the big prizes. We'd need some help, but you know, those are all nice things to be able to walk into a Monday meeting and present to them and go, hey, this is what you got a chance to do. This is what you got a chance to accomplish. And you know, the it's easy to motivate when all of a sudden people are playing for bigger prizes, if you would.
Ranked number 10 in the region this week. First time you've made the ranking. It's only been out for 2 weeks now, but right, you're in that top 10, so you're at least in the conversation. Sure. But with only 16 getting in, it's obviously with only 2 weeks to go, it's got to be probably a lot of things happen to get you into the national playoffs at this point.
Well, they've expanded. 7 get in now. You know, it's gone from 6 to 7, so that's a help. But, you know, right now we're rated fourth in out of our league, and I don't know if they would ever, you know, put four teams from one league in. So that being said, you know, even, you know, we've got to take care of our business on Saturday. I mean, that one, what we're getting into on Saturday is enough to give us, you know, fits. We don't have to worry about any other outside noise or talk. We got to make darn sure that we prepare to give ourselves a chance on Saturday with those guys.
What's the big thing against Ashland, Coach, that we have to be better at than what we've been against other good, really good teams?
Well, I think they've punted twice in the last 2 or 3 weeks. You know, no one's slowed them down. They're right up there with Ferris as the two offenses that are, you know, averaging over 500 yards a game. You know, the quarterback, who was the freshman of the year in the league last year, is having a great year. They've got a great back. I think he's leading the league in rushing yardage, you know, not by a quarterback. I think the kid from Ferris is leading the league. But you know, they've got great skill set, good strong offensive line. You know, defensively, you know, everybody can run. They're, you know, and the little things are doing well. I mean, they're leading the league in punt yardage. They're leading the league in kickoff returns per kick. You know, all those type of things that you know, that's the reason they're undefeated. And the one thing they've got going right now for them is this is their last game, because they've got a last week bye. So, you know, they're pretty well assured of making the playoffs, and now they're probably playing for a home game in the playoffs with a week's rest to rest up.
Well, another long road trip, Coach. You've got to go down to Ohio, and how, you know, at this point in the season, how does that affect the team?
Well, you know, what we do with about 3 weeks to go is we shorten our practices. You know, we take about 3 to 4 periods out of our Tuesday, Wednesday practice, so the bodies get healed. You know, we've got some of our veterans now that we will hold out of a Tuesday practice or a Wednesday practice to give them one more day of rest. You know, we will leave. We'll practice here on Thursday and then leave Thursday night and drive to the bridge, so we shorten up our day on Friday and then give us a chance to have a quote practice on, you know, on that field on Fridays. So those are some things that we try to do to help give us a better chance.
Huskies are 6-2. Ashland is undefeated, and they will be hosting the Huskies on Saturday afternoon. We will have the broadcast starting at 12:30 right here on the Voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ, kickoff at 1. Coach, safe travels down there, and good luck.
Hey, I heard we lost our good color guy, and we got stuck with a replacement. Is that true?
That is true, Coach. Yeah. Everybody's going to be stuck with me calling the last two games.
We'll take him, Dirk. We'll see if he can handle it.
All right, go easy on him.
You guys have a good day.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Tom Curley here from the Michigan Tech football team. Big game for the football Huskies Saturday afternoon. Again, 12:30 pregame here on Mix 93 WKMJ.